Welcome, everybody, to the 20th episode of the Collective Podcast.
Damn, I can't believe we've been doing this for 20 years.
20 years. It's now older than Floop.
Celebrating 20 years of the Collective Podcast, not 20 weeks.
20 weeks. Well, almost completely consistent at that, too.
So close, man.
I know. It was just Christmas, you know?
And almost I feel like. Consistent. I feel like that doesn't count.
Yeah. Christmas, like skipping over Christmas.
Like if
Christmas
a major holiday falls on a Thursday, then we're allowed to cancel. Fuck you guys.
Mm-hmm. This also means Thanksgiving. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck Thanksgiving. Fuck
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Well, what other holidays?
Day before Thanksgiving.
If one of our birthdays falls on podcasts, like if mine falls on a Thursday, I'm not coming in.
Yeah, you can expect me. I'll do
honestly,
it on my birthday.
Honestly, I would probably be on my birthday.
Unless I'm like legitimately out partying.
I wanted an excuse. Anyway, so not many topics at hand, right?
Yeah.
Me being a tech and pro gamer, has this one. So Anukana. She's a pro Tekken player from the esports team Cyclops Athlete. She's not like in the higher rankings, but she is pretty good. She actually she got fired, right? She got fired from making remarks on a stream the other day. As she was playing Tekken, I think. I don't know what she was. I didn't watch her, or I wasn't watching her. But she was pretty much what she said, and she's Japanese, so like that a lot of the slang is different. But the way a lot of people took it as like she said that men who are under 170 centimeters, which is like close to 5'7" in inches, in feet, I think, whatever. And like, you know, that 5'7" is like average height for men in Japan. And she was pretty much saying, and how they took it was men who are under this certain amount of height don't have human rights. And then that they should look into getting bone lengthening surgery. But the problem is, right, the word she used for human rights is Genkin. But like as like a gaming slang, it refers to like something every character or an item needs to have. So I'm assuming because of the type of person she is, she was just saying that men should be like 5'7". Not necessarily like they don't have human rights.
But people took it in like a super literal, like demeaning context.
Yeah.
She was just like short men, Omega lol. And then people were like, oh my God, she's the devil.
Yeah, like she obviously she didn't mean like with her apology that you posted. She didn't mean for any of it like that. Like she knows that she's not going to get forgiven because that's how Japan is and how the internet is. But she pretty much said that she deeply regrets and she feels like she betrayed the FGC, which is a fighting game community. And she deeply apologizes for the inconvenience, is what's happening. Which I you know, I'll accept it. I'm over 5'7", so I don't care. What about you, Mr. 5'8"?
5'8", I'm 5'7".
Oh, you're 5'7". Oh, so you're... Okay, so how do
I'm
you feel?
I'm average height for a Japanese guy.
How do you feel? Do you think she's justified?
I think she's justified.
Yeah,
I mean everybody's allowed to have their preferences. Everybody's allowed to have preferences, but when you go like out of your way to be like, no, I don't think people who are short deserve anything, then that's not okay. But if that's not exactly what she was saying, then I don't know.
Do you think that she should just try to find another organization to sign with, or do you think she should try to like come back to that one organization?
I mean, that's what she's going to try to do if she doesn't get let back on.
right? But would you rather her stay in that, you know? Like, if this were to happen to you, right? Say that you said some shit that you didn't actually mean for it to be ill intent, but a lot of people just took it that way. And yeah. I'm not saying that this would happen, because it probably wouldn't happen, but like the collective drops you, right? Because of all this.
Yeah.
And you apologize publicly. You like, would you try to come back to the collective, or would you try to go to like a different organization?
I don't know how super attached she is to that organization specifically, but for me, if like something like that happened to me and it was the collective, absolutely, I would try my hardest to like, I would give everything to get back.
Mm. Okay. I see. Yeah, I would do the same, not only because it's already tattooed on my arm, but like, you know.
Bro, I basically helped start this shit. What the fuck?
Yeah, bro, like, what the fuck? Like, I gotta cover this tattoo up now. Like, what the hell? You know, speaking of tattoos, like, Abby actually texted me the other day saying that, like, I should get a matching tattoo with her, Logan, and another one of our friends. And it was like, it's like Avatar themed.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think I want the earthbending.
Oh, well, call, you better call it then.
I did, but you know, like some of the other ones were like cool, I guess. But like, if I'm going to have a matching tattoo with somebody, I kind of want it to be like kind of small and like really quick. So all of us can all get it in like one session. Right.
Yeah.
If you were to get a matching tattoo with me, what would it be?
I don't know. I've never put any much thought at all into getting tattoos.
You still don't want to get a tattoo?
So they don't want one. I'm not very creative. I don't have like ideas.
So like, if I were to give you like an idea of a tattoo and I was like, yeah, I'll just get the same thing, would you be like, yeah, fuck it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe in the moment, like if we were walking past a tattoo shop and like I was convinced enough, like you were like, let's get this, it would be really cool, I'd be like, yeah, that would be really cool, I'd probably get it. But I think I'd eventually like if I thought about getting a tattoo and I really like sat down for like a week and thought about it, I'd probably be like, nah, not worth the money or the effort just to get ink on my body.
It'd be a cool experience.
I mean, yeah, like you said, if it's like a group thing, then yeah, it is cool.
Okay. Well, if it's a group thing, like
maybe I'm just not into tattoos. I think tattoos look great on other people. I just don't have any because I just haven't thought of any tattoos that would look cool on me.
So you wouldn't get like a guitar or anything?
No.
Like,
I might get like a band logo. That might be cool.
What if I got like the guitar shape and then you got the fret, and if we put like our arms together, it would make the whole guitar?
That would be so fucking stupid. I hate that idea so much.
Dude, I knew it was stupid the moment I thought of it. I've seen that type of tattoo before though.
It's like you ever seen the Pick of Destiny?
No.
They have a birthmark, and like I think Jack Black's side says Tenace, and then it's on their ass. So like they're like I had this birthmark. It was when they knew they were destined to be in a band together.
Yeah,
and like I think Jack Black's side said like Tenace, and then like Kyle's part said us, and then D. And then when they put their ass cheeks together, it says Tenacious D. And then they're like, bro, it was fucking Destiny, bro.
Bro. Okay, I wouldn't think that. Like, I've seen that the exact tattoo I thought of, like, on a couple in Oklahoma. Like, they were holding hands. And it was on their, on their bicep. Or not their bicep, but, like, below their bicep. Wherever's the fucking elbow creases, below that. I don't know what it's called. Forearm? Inside of their forearm? I don't know.
Side of their forearm.
Yeah, so like when they were holding hands, like the picture was complete. It was weird. But I thought it was funny.
Yeah. The coolest tattoo I've ever seen, I was at a swimming pool with my buddy. Where were we? We were somewhere in Pennsylvania on like a camping trip.
As long as it's not Jersey.
And I don't know, this was like way out in the middle of nowhere, like the mountains. And but it was like a resort almost, so it had a pool. And when we were at the pool, there was this like guy, and he had a dragon that was like spiraling up his arm. And it was like it had scales and feet. It was like a Chinese dragon. Mm. And then it came like over his shoulder, and like the mouth like opened across like his pec, and then it breathed fire across his chest, and then a bunch of smoke was going down his other arm.
That sounds sick.
It was the fucking coolest tattoo I've ever seen in my life.
Sounds fucking sick.
And it looked great on him. And I'm like, a tattoo like that would never look great on me. And no, I think it would look cool. Probably cost like $5,000 to get that entire thing done.
I don't know about $5,000. Depending, I guess it depends on like who he goes to.
It was really nice and really detailed. I'm sure it was a pretty penny.
Yeah, I think it would look really good. It's just, don't get me wrong, the tattoo I got didn't really hurt that much, but it was still paint. So I don't know if I would pay all of that to get a cool design with the pain that comes with it. That's my problem. Like that is a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of like needles coming in and out of your fucking skin.
Yeah. My coworker has lots of tattoos. Like he has a sleeve on one arm and he's got like a bunch of big ones on his other. And I asked him, I was like, what was the last tattoo you got? And then he pulled up his pant leg and there was like on his shin, he had a little Squirtle on his leg. And it's fucked up now because his wife that's divorcing him has him and their friend all got like the matching tattoos together. And they were all Pokemon.
Man.
Yeah. Jeez.
One of my coworkers, like, she's got a lot of tattoos as well. And she's an excellent baker. Like, I don't know. Like, it feels like every time I talk to her about, like, a specific game, she just has a tattoo, like, ready to show. Like, we talked about Assassin's Creed one time, and she's like, oh, yeah. And then she, like, pulls up her ring finger, and it's the Assassin's Creed logo on it. And I was like, what the fuck? Didn't that hurt? And she was like, yeah.
Yeah. My aunt has, like, an autism awareness tattoo on her foot. And the foot is, like, one of the most painful, like the top of the foot is the most painful place to get a tattoo. And so when I saw that, I was like,
why would you even get a tattoo on your foot? Like, what is,
I don't know.
Who is going to showcase
that? She has one though. I don't know. Which in the summertime when she wears open toes, they're from, she's from Texas. They live in Connecticut right now.
Texas.
She's actually from Austin, too.
I'm in Austin. Oh my god. Oh yeah, how big were the tattoos, as Erlene asked? And thanks for the sub.
Just like the, like, you know where the arch of your foot is, like the top.
Okay.
Like, it basically, it doesn't go towards the toe.
So it goes up, like, up the shin.
No, like it's on the top of the foot, like it doesn't go up her leg at all.
Oh, so it's like a horizontal.
Yeah. It's really weird to describe. It's like, so autism awareness, there's like puzzle pieces in the background, and then there's like a ribbon, kind of like breast cancer awareness, but like not.
Okay.
It's like a ribbon, and it says something on it. I don't know what it says. But it's because one of my cousins is autistic, so.
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
Other than that, I don't know anybody. No, my sister has a tattoo. But it's
of what?
It's not a really good tattoo. It's literally just like a line outline of a heart. on her rib cage.
Why?
I have no idea why. She wanted a tattoo. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that's like some tattoos just have no rhyme or reason. So I'm just like, what's the fucking point?
I mean,
and not to say that tattoos need rhyme or reason. Like, they're like some cool tattoos that people get that like literally mean nothing. Like, I'm pretty sure Steve-O has a tattooed of a dude fucking an ostrich, and it's one of the funniest tattoos I've ever seen.
On the bright side, and I'm hoping that I'm right about this, but you don't know anybody with a tattoo of like a different language and it means like pedophile or something.
Oh God, no.
Okay. Yeah,
I feel like that's a rule of thumb nowadays for anybody that gets tattoos.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people with like Chinese characters, Japanese. Oh, especially now that I can read a little bit of Japanese and Korean. Like, I see a bunch of people in
high school that had a tattoo of like something in a different language.
Yeah.
Like so it was like Chinese or Japanese. I don't know what it was, but I was by Aster. I was like, what does that mean on like the back of your ear? She was like, it means family. I was like, okay.
Yeah, there's this dude in Oklahoma that I used to work with. He had a he had a tattoo like down his arm in Japanese characters. And this is when I just started to learn how to read the kana. And I was like, what does that mean? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it means something sentimental. I forgot. I got it a long time ago. It means cock.
Did you do the picture word thing?
No. I eventually, like, I wrote it down and, you know, just so, like hoping that it would come up in, like, I don't know, whatever I was learning Japanese. And it means cock.
Got him.
His tattoo means cock.
So funny. I feel like there's a lot of people that have tattoos like that.
I'm hoping. I would never try to tattoo anybody, but if somebody like really like egged me on, I would also put cock under as their tattoo.
Get a tattoo in your native tongue, dickhead.
Yeah, especially like if it's a Vietnamese, oh my god. I would write it huge. On the forehead.
On the forehead?
Cock on the forehead. Like, talk about the knife.
Yeah, but like instead of the knife, it was like two nuts and like just the dick pointing down towards his eyes.
You know what? If anything,
I didn't know that was a knife. I thought that was a cross for the longest time.
Yeah, so did everybody. But like he went in an interview and one of the interviewers was like,
it was like a GQ.
I think so. And they're like, what's that cross on your forehead mean? And he's like, it's a knife.
Oh, yeah, that's where
actually going to tattoo like a dick on somebody's face, like I would actually make the eyes like the ball sack and then like the nose, the shaft. Because it already forms that way, you know?
Yeah, that's a smart way to do it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, make less work for me. More work for everybody else. Okay, I smelled chicken, so I'm going to go check on it. So, like, you know, good luck stalling. Haha.
I will stall to the best of my abilities. All right, boys, how we feeling tonight? Woo! Nothing? Okay. Are you guys going to get tattoos? No, we were just talking about it because he was like, you know, the classic conversation, you know, what would you do if you were to get a tattoo? And I'm just like, I don't know. That's why I don't have any. So I don't have any ideas. Did I eat? I ate McDonald's when I got off work. Not very good, but it was something. I kind of like starved myself this morning because like I didn't eat anything. I just drank coffee. And then I didn't eat anything until lunchtime. And then when I ate at lunchtime, it wasn't a lot. So
I have not eaten anything, but the chicken smells bussin'.
Bussin'.
Mm-hmm. Anyways,
what are you doing, Kitty?
Are you guys gonna get tattoos? Oh, I'm assuming you said no. Also, if you had to get a tattoo, it's always best to tell the artist to do whatever, just gives them a size and area. I feel like that's scary. What if I don't know my artist that well and he draws a dick on my fucking arm?
Yeah. What if he puts cock on your arm?
Yeah, like, what if he ends up being like me? Like, it'll be funny, but like, I don't want cock on my arm. What a harsh word. Cock.
Got like some aggression to it. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's just a, like, I'm trying to say it as soft as I can, but it's just cock. So hard. As well as cocks should be.
Yeah.
Artists don't do that unless you go to someone cheap. Besides, I meant in the case of that dare. Wait, what dare? You were talking about a dare? Wheezy, hello?
What was that?
You were talking about a dare?
Was I talking about a dare?
I don't know. She said in case of that dare.
I wasn't talking about a dare, was I?
I don't know. I wasn't here. I was checking out my chicken.
Should we invite Erlene onto the podcast?
Oh my god. Then I gotta move us again.
No, it'll be fine. As a surprise. You want in, Erlene?
God, Lord. Come on. With an idea you have, trust them. You're paying them and pick them to design your tattoo and put it on you. Okay. That explains nothing about a dare. Can you come in and talk to us about this dare that you had in mind?
I think Erlene's about to dare us to get a tattoo with her.
Here, I'll even make us smaller and then move both of us to the side a little bit so you can make your grand entrance, you know?
Make the grand entrance.
Make the grandest of entrances. Go for it. It's all yours. Come in. We have a spot ready for you.
We got a spot ready. We warmed up the seat for you, Erlene. Oh, man. How's work been, by the way?
Work? Oh, man. Okay. The problem is that I signed an NDA. So I can't talk.
You can't talk about what you're doing?
I can't talk very much. I can give you, like.
Can you give us, like, the explain it to me like I'm five?
Okay, so what I can say is that the company that I work for is responsible for the robot that are in hospitals. The robot's name is Moxie, and Moxie is just a delivery robot to help nurses just deliver like samples and shit over to the lab and pharmacy and shit.
That's way more information than I thought you were going to disclose. That's insane.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. Like the my benefits at the job is super sick.
Do you produce the robots or do you just work on the ones that are already there? You can't say.
I'm trying to think about like what I can say that doesn't give too much. Because again, like, because I signed an NDA, that's, like, I can only say as much as, like, they'll let me.
You want me to talk about my day?
No, it's okay. What I will say is that the robots are nationwide, and progressively we're getting Moxie into more hospitals. So yes and no. As far as like playing with robots, I do that shit all the time at HQ. In fact, because of the night shift that I have, like, nobody gives a fuck. I literally legitimately caught up on Demon Slayer my last shift. Like, I got work done, but I was watching Demon Slayer at the same time.
I kind of miss night shift life. It was kind of like higher ups weren't there, so you could just do whatever the fuck you want.
Hell yeah. But I mean, the thing about my job is that, like, the CEO literally, like, sits like two seats away from me. And she don't give a fuck either. As long as work is being done.
So close.
Huh?
So you sit so close.
Yeah, I know.
Ask her for money, swinging a loan real quick, CEO stuff.
She laughed when I asked.
Did they buy you lunch?
She bought me lunch my first day.
Oh.
And then, like, there's like some, like, different celebrations that they'll pay for lunch for. Sometimes my coworkers, they're super cool. Like, my last shift also, he paid for pizza and he left.
Pizza.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I know. Like, work. Yeah, they got real work good is pizza super in cool. Austin. Yeah, like Via 313.
313.
Double Dave's is pretty good. I haven't had very many pizza places. Because I don't know if my stomach can handle it.
It ain't hitting like that New York pizza, though.
I mean, Via be hitting. I
forgot you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah, I don't. I can never forget, unfortunately.
I remember that stream where he was sweating.
Oh.
This man was like, I have to end stream. I'm going to shit my pants.
Bro. I think I should give some context of that. Like, I don't know
why. Was it clipped? Did somebody clip it?
No, but there was a stream that I did a while ago, back when I was still living in Oklahoma. I don't know why I had this idea. I think it was just because, like, I thought it'd be funny content to, like, have.
What did you eat? I forget. Like,
I didn't eat anything. I drank two things of chocolate milk.
Oh,
two? Like two cups?
Two? No, not cups. Like.
He knew the whole time. I think we were playing Apex together.
Yeah, we were.
Oh my god.
And then he was like,
no, I drank a full gallon. It was a full gallon because it was two half-gallon jugs that I...
Holy
I drank a full gallon of chocolate milk. And I was like, I was happy. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep streaming until I can't anymore. That? No, I wasn't. Like,
of
thankfully,
all allergies.
Thankfully, like, by the time, like, because I was sweating, dude. Like, it was, like, trying to keep this
shit
in.
Dripping off her forehead on stream.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, thankfully, I got up, like, after I ended stream, I opened my door, because, like, from my door, you can see the bathroom. My roommate just came out, and I was like, yes! And I fucking ran. I pushed her out the way, locked the door. Oh, my God. It was bad.
I made love to that toilet that night.
Would I do it again? Probably, but I mean...
Don't do that! I don't know what it is with people that are lactose intolerant, but, like, you guys are not afraid of your intolerancy.
Nope.
Like, I've never met somebody that has a peanut allergy or peanut intolerance, and they're like, yeah, I eat peanut butter sandwiches just because, you know, I'm trying to live life, YOLO. Like, no, they avoid it. Yeah, they avoid it. Every single person that I've met literally says... I like ice cream. I'm not going to give it up. I'm like, you don't have to. Try other types of ice cream that aren't made with dairy, but that's just me. But if you want to die, go ahead. I don't know what's wrong with you guys.
I'm not that way with ice cream, but I'm that way with, like, cheese and pasta.
Wait, you put a lot of cheese on your pasta?
Oh. Yeah.
I hope it's not every type of dish.
No. It's not every pasta that I do it on.
That
but like, you
like
know,
you're disgracing
it's like,
pasta.
It's like Alfredo, like you have to put Parmesan in there with like penne alla vodka. You have to put a little bit of Parmesan in there too. Or something else.
But, I like to put it on after I'm done cooking it.
Yeah. You could use it as like a little bit of a garnish, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's, you know, those are necessities. But it's not like I'm making a carbonara and then like putting a bunch of like fucking mozzarella in there or nothing.
I feel like you would like anybody would just walk into the kitchen, see you, and you're just dumping a whole bag of shredded carb on top.
No, never. Not with carbonara.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, not with carbonara.
Wait,
amongst other pastas, it might, but you know.
Would you then eat 5 layered mac and cheese.
Oh my god. Yes, but it's delicious. Oh my god.
I know. That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, there's 5 different cheeses. So that's 5 different types of dairy.
I'm not afraid, but like,
I just, like, I know
it's
going to
hurt. Dude, like.
Does it feel like a tummy ache, or does it, or is it like just pain?
Oh my god, it's just pain.
Oh.
It's just pain, and then like you can feel it like wanting to come out.
Oh, so you do this for fun. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I live for exhilarating things like this.
Really. You can keep that then.
Yeah. Like, I am
a weirdo.
I'm thankful the people I live with right now like don't care, but like I'd be blowing up that toilet, dude. Like, so bad.
Bro, do you courtesy flush at all when that happens?
Yeah, courtesy flush.
Okay, thank god. I'm about to say, like, if you're just blowing up a fucking toilet and leaving that storm of stank, I'd be pissed.
Why would I not flush after myself?
No. Because there are some people, and I have some people in my family that I'm close to, that will go to the bathroom and never flush until they're done.
But why?
And that bothers that. It's just because they're like, I'm in the middle of pooping. Why would I flush when I still have more poop to come out? I'm like, so it doesn't stink as bad. Like, you're still pooping. It's still gonna stink, especially if you've been there for like 30 minutes.
Like,
but like, don't.
Man,
you know.
So like, we also have like a fart spray or like to something,
yeah,
like
potpourri.
Potpourri.
Yeah. So it like smells like lemon.
Wait, like the spray?
So, yeah. So like,
cute.
It's just like right next to the toilet. So like, whenever I finally have a break, I like flush, spray that a little bit, come back down, finish it off. Like, especially because like Krabs is like, his desk, his office or whatever is like past the kitchen, and it's It's really close. Like, Wheezy knows. So, like, you know, I try to, like, as much as of an inconvenience I don't want to be to them. Like, I try my best.
At least they have potpourri. You know, it'd be worse if they didn't.
I'm sure they'll be fine, but, like, you know.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I don't know. I've been in, like, places, like, apartments or, like, houses that for some reason the bathroom doesn't have like a window. I hate those. I feel trapped and I don't know what to do in those situations.
Mine doesn't have a window.
Oh my god.
What is the window going to lead to?
No, you can crack the window open so that way the fresh air still comes in and out. So even if you spray the potpourri, some of the smell can leave. It's not like trapped in there. It's kind of like you're taking a really hot shower and you pop open the window because you're like, damn, it's super steamy in here. It's like a sauna. Let me just crack it open so some of the heat gets out. It's still going to be steamy, but like it's less sauna, you know, and just hot shower.
My last place I was in, I tried that, right?
Because
I've heard about like leaving the window up. The problem was, one of my neighbors, I feel like he's abusive to his wife. And I heard them fighting like all the time. It was the most awkward shit I've ever taken in my life.
Never mind, okay.
So, like, ever since then, I've never cracked the window open whenever I shit or take a shower. Just in case, something like that happens again.
Oh my God.
And if something were to happen to either him or her, especially him, because I didn't really like him, and they questioned me, I would have said nothing.
Like, I had no business. I don't know none of the business.
Yeah, I just need to yell. That's it. That's all I got. You made my shit awkward.
Fuck?
That's it. I'm not going to say anything else.
Okay, but like, the situation is super weird because like that means that they know that you were listening in while in the bathroom doing
unintentionally listening in. They were just
So like they were aware that you were somehow listening during their argument. So like if the police did come or like a bunch of neighbors came over, that means that they could be like, yeah, well, that guy, him, the neighbor, whatever the fuck his name is, he's always listening to our arguments. So if you want to know how it actually went, ask him. That's not great either. So
like
you can't kind of hide from that.
There is 3 other people that they can question. And if they somehow pick me, first of all, that's racism. Second of all,
they don't know what you look like from the bathroom unless your head's sticking out.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, if they were to pick me out of all people, and one of my old roommates is way darker than I am, it's absolute racism.
That's racism, what you just said. Because you're like, why'd they pick me when I have a dark friend?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they pick me or him, it would have been
terrible. Like, if they pick either one of
you. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, if they pick me over him, that's racism. What? I don't think that's how it works.
I mean, like, that's also messed up, too, because of COVID, and people think that Asian people are scary people, so, but, you know.
They're like, he's not whitewashed enough. It's him.
Oh, dude, no, like, my old roommate is so whitewashed. His name is Byron, but because of, like...
Byron?
Isn't that a Jewish thing?
The problem with him is that, like, his parents, straight up African accents. They're straight up from Africa.
Holy him Christ!
Sounds like the whitest person I've ever met in my life.
Like, white, like Southern? Carl
white.
Oh my God.
White.
How do you go from deep, thick accent to just... I don't know, like Southern California.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Like, because of that, I've been calling him Brian.
What's his full name? Well, okay, not like full name. No, don't have to, you know, out him like that. But like, you know what I mean? Like,
Byron, how do you say it? Borlay is his name, and I called him Brian Baylor. Sorry, Byron. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry, Byron. Still love you,
poor
though.
Byron. He's like, I fucking call this man my friend.
He yeah, appreciate you for housing me, my man.
He's gonna be like, I remember this. I would dox you. Remember that?
He'd actually doesn't know the address of where I live in now.
No. He's gonna put your whole name out there. He'd be like, you want to know who this person is? Yeah, I got it here.
You know,
this
that's crazy. Full name. Because when I moved here, I don't have a middle name anymore because my dumbass forgot to put it on my birth certificate.
Oh, yeah. You told me that. I was about to ask. I was like, wait, he doesn't have one. Name.
Yeah.
Not your American name.
Even so, my Vietnamese name is also just super common anyway. So it doesn't even matter.
Common, like...
Like, it's
Sophia
almost...
Sophia or like Julia?
No, way more common than that.
Like a Bob? There are a lot of Bobs.
Me and Jordan had this conversation because I found out my sister has a Vietnamese friend.
Yeah.
And his first and last name is both of Jordan's last names. Like,
really?
The same name. Yeah.
Jordan, you have a twin.
Listen, I have, like, if you want to call that my twin, I would have, like, what is, like, 100 of us? What is the word for that? Maybe 1,000 of us. There's like, I swear to God, even if you just search Facebook for my name, there will be so fucking many that will come up.
Like without the middle name.
Yeah, without the middle name. Even without the English name. If you just put in my Vietnamese name, so many will fucking come up.
I'll be honest, you're not even wrong about at least the last name. The amount, after you told me your last name, the amount of like, people that popped up with the similar last name was insane. I was like, damn, this is like Diaz. It's like everywhere.
Bro, I'm saying it like you know,
like nobody decided to be creative.
I know I got a lot of like siblings, but like goddamn, like my last name got like way more takers, and I gotta be careful if I'm ever gonna get a Vietnamese chick or something. Like
this just goes to show that if you did ever get married, you probably have to take your wife's last name to change it up. You might. You don't have to, but you might.
Just as long as I can name my child you fuck, I'm all right.
I'm hoping that's Vietnamese for something. Otherwise.
Well, I mean, it'll
you're
be
just
spelled,
being mean. You're bullying your child before your child even have, like,
it'll,
words
it'll
to
be
say.
It'll be spelled in the Vietnamese way, for sure.
Oh my god. Your poor kid is gonna get bullied so much.
It'll be fine.
You're gonna have to have like auntie and uncles come pick him up because his dad or mom are mean.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I wonder if teachers would even bother saying their name.
I hope so.
You know what I mean? You know, like when you walk in, like the substitute or like the teacher, they're just like, How do you like that short?
What's and you know face? What? You know what?
You if, know what I'm talking they, about?
If they try to ask my kid, I'm gonna tell my kid, be like, just have them try to pronounce it. And just egg them on to try to pronounce it. And if they get it wrong, just correct them. Like
just tell them to go for it. Just let them struggle.
Yeah.
Waste class time. Don't graduate.
Trying to help you out, buddy.
I'm helping you help me, so that way we ain't got to deal with it.
Right. See, I'm thinking ahead. You guys are just thinking about the name and how much they're gonna get bullied, but I'm thinking about the class time they could waste.
Oh, because your kid's gonna sit there and he's gonna have like a fucking F, and the school's gonna be like, "Yeah, we can't graduate him because of this one class." So he's gonna have to take summer classes.
That's not even fair.
And then you gotta worry about taking this poor kid unless your school has the funding for it to like summer buses. Then you're gonna have to drive your kid to summer school during the summer.
Why would the teacher fail my kid only?
I'm not saying just your kid. I'm saying your kid's probably one of the few in that class, because
the teacher, it's the teacher's fault for wasting that much time. If they're failing kids, that teacher deserves to be fired. I'm playing chess. You guys are playing checkers.
Yeah, and they're playing fucking tic-tac-toe. They don't fucking care. They're teachers. They're going to be like, it's not our fault. It's always the student.
Okay, well, kind of like can get how fired. People are
like, the customer's always right. That's them. That's what they pull. They're like, no, it can't be the teacher because we've had this teacher for forever and they're a great teacher. It's your kid. Your kid's a lazy one.
I study law.
I can
win the case. Don't you worry. Again, I'm playing chess. You guys are playing checkers.
I don't know how you're going to win the case.
Jordan's going to dick down
with
the
just
confirmed.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't.
He's already got a plan.
Don't fucking stitch out.
What the hell? Fuck?
Shut your fucking mouth, Weezy.
You're just like, shut up. Don't give it away. It's going to be here. There's a VOD. Somebody can take this.
Jesus. It's okay to play chess too, but keep it on the down low. God damn.
I don't know. Why play chess when you could do a Rubik's Cube or something? They're both hard.
I would like to say the Rubik's Cube. Solving a Rubik's Cube is a lot easier than playing chess.
The original
really well.
One? Probably. I'm talking about that crazy insane one because.
Which
chess
crazy
to
insane
me,
one? What are you talking about?
Like the hexagon shape one.
My God. I don't even want
Have
to
Have you
touch
seen
those.
It? It's
yes,
huge.
Yeah, one of my coworkers has one at their desk, and I'm like, why?
For what reason? What do they need that for?
Well, okay, so the more I talk to my coworkers and find out like how they got to this job, the more unqualified I feel. We have literal former SpaceX employees working with us.
Like NASA space?
Yes.
Holy shit. You're working with NASA scientists?
Yes. I don't belong here. I'm just an audio engineer. I don't belong here.
Actually, you know what? You do, because NASA scientists are doing algorithms. They don't know how to do audio. You're qualified. They could not possibly... I mean, if they sat there and decided to learn it, they probably could. But since they're not, it's up to you to solve that problem for them.
You don't really mess with audio at my job.
Yeah, take the money. It's free.
I know,
don't
I'm
complain.
Taking the money. I'm taking the money, but it's like, don't get me wrong, though. Like,
Try and absorb the smart. That's it. That's
it,
all you gotta
really
do.
It really feels like I don't belong here. Like, we have people who did, like, aircraft. Like, regular ass aircraft.
Like, space aircrafts or just aircraft?
I mean, that too, but, like also, like, planes.
Oh, my God.
Like,
why are you there?
Right. Like, what? Like, I don't belong here. We just got a new hire. He's from Samsung.
Oh, see, then you're fine. They went down. They lowered the bar.
They lowered the bar a little bit, but like he was like one of the managers at Sam's Club. Or not Sam's Club, Samsung.
Sam's Club.
Sorry.
I mean, technically it's fine because they went IT to manager. So they went scientist.
This manager is doing the same shit I'm doing.
Exactly. So it's fine.
It doesn't make sense.
I think it makes perfect sense. It's literally, you need to round out the team. Have you ever been in a group project where there isn't one that's average? There's always one kid in your group who's average. Everyone else is either super smart or super fucking lazy and doesn't put their name on anything or do their part. And then you got the one who's just like, I'm doing the amount of work that I need to. Here's my bare minimum. You're welcome.
Nope.
And then they never leave. That's you.
Never seen that. I was always the kid that either did that or did all the work.
Yeah, so either you're the bare minimum or you're the one who's like super smart or like, yeah, the one who did all the work.
Yeah, like there was nobody else like me. Like I've never seen anybody else that was like me.
See, so this proves you're qualified. There you go. Bam.
Not really.
I had to pick someone.
I'm still the wrong type of engineer for my job. I don't think you understand this.
I don't know. You're in audio, so I think it's completely fine. If they were asking you to like do the stuff in the computer for your coding? NDA. Yes. I was going to say coding, but I don't know if it's 100% coding.
We do
I don't
coding. Know
if, like, maybe there's... Well, because it's robotics, so I know like there's also like building and then coding and then like testing. So I know like there's a couple different stuff in there. So like whatever is in there, they still got to ask you or like have you do something. They're not just paying you to sit there and look pretty. If they were, give them my name. I do that really well. I too would like free health insurance.
It's not free, but it's
definitely... It's 90%. Like, it's free. You're paying a dollar. It's a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You don't get to say it's not free. Like it's free.
It's not free.
You're paying a freaking like you're paying four quarters.
It's not free basically. 99.
It's free 99.
It's definitely 99.
Okay, it's free 99 though. It's free first, and then you pay the 99 cents.
Oh no, that's not how it works.
That's 100% how it works. That's how math is.
That's
listen. Not... I'm telling you because I don't know math. Yes, that's how math works.
Exactly. That's why I'm not getting you a job here.
But like you're saying that you don't do anything, so if you're not doing anything,
I do things.
I could also okay. So then, what are you complaining about? How you're not qualified? Let the NASA scientists do the scientist stuff, and you do the IT techie stuff. There you go. Two different fields. You're qualified. At least you're not the manager. Would you like to be the manager?
I don't know what he does. Fucking jobs than the goddamn manager we got right now. Holy shit! I wish I could talk about some of the shit that he's pulling, but oh my god.
Is your NDA, like, not allow you to gossip?
Because like, a lot of the gossip that I have has to do with my job. And it's kind of a gray area of what I could talk. I can say, though, since we got this new manager or whatever, this new team lead, I swear to God, I've only had one regular conversation with him first day. And ever since then, every conversation I've had with him was like, hey, can you cover the shift?
Wow.
And I tell him no. Every time.
You know what? You've just proven that every job, no matter the field, is basically the same. Because if NASA scientists are asking you to cover for them, they're not like, they're like everyone else.
It's just, they're people.
Yeah, no, I know. But I don't know. Every time I imagined, like, even for your job, anytime I imagined, like, IT, I didn't imagine retail level brain, I don't know, like... intelligence sometimes like after a long day like I did assume that like obviously you guys would be tired but not like hey can you cover for me because I'm gonna go take a nap in the bathroom or something I don't know
oh that's no like it's not because I'm like people will like have shit coming up it's nothing like oh I just want to take a nap like
has anybody taken a nap
I have
oh do they have a nap room do they have a nap
no
No? Aww. No. I was talking about like, it's a Google situation.
No, we are going to be moving to a new building, though, soon. Like, really soon. And I know exactly where it is. And it looks really nice. It's, like, four times the size of where we're working now. So that's... It might have a nap room in there.
So... Because I just want to know. If you're allowed to say, obviously, you can say no. But... Is what you're working on still in the early stages, or like, is it like usable?
It's usable.
Extent? Okay.
Like, has it been hospitals. Used, yes, or? Hospitals right now are using it in their places.
So you guys are just sort of like updates on it, or like upgrades? Okay, you probably can't answer that.
And dishing them out to more hospitals.
Oh, then answer this because I'm pretty sure you probably can. It's probably expensive, right?
Yeah.
Super expensive? Okay.
Yeah. No, you can't have a Moxie just come by.
I don't know. I just wanted to know a price point. I didn't say I was going to buy one.
Although, I would love like a Moxie Roomba. Just to have one. Just to flex.
No, don't get a Roomba. Roombas suck.
No. Because then, every time it bumps into things, I could code it to like say a curse word or something. Like, can you imagine, like, a fucking robot just bumping the walls and be like, fuck!
I wish I could give you hours then, because I'd be like, here, you can take it apart, put that in there, and give it back. Because we have one, and I hate it. I literally look at him like, you're so cute and stupid, though. Like, he will literally go. I don't know why I said he, as if it's like an actual, regardless. It will go back and forth, left to right, diagonal, and then never cross one area. Like, I feel like it's doing it on purpose. Like, it'll always leave one or two areas where, like, it just completely skips over it. And you're like, oh, it's going for it. And it'll turn. Consciously turn from that one spot it hasn't cleaned just to do the same pattern again. And I'm like, I know you know there's nothing there. You have a sensor. Don't lie to me. And oh my God.
How long are you watching this Roomba, Erlene?
Because we trap it.
You spend an hour watching this Roomba.
No. So, like, sometimes I'll be in the living room or I'll be in the kitchen and, like, we'll trap it in, like, that room because it'll leave without cleaning the whole room because it's stupid. Like, it's really cute, but it's stupid. So, we have to trap it in those rooms, like, block it off so that way it can just stay in that one room and clean it. And the fucker won't clean correctly. I don't know what his problem is. People literally sit there. It's a square. How are you leaving giant triangles in a square? All you have to do is clean it. Go up and down, left and right. Not diagonal, diagonal, circle, circle, square. Sometimes it will sit there confused and just do circles because it doesn't know which way it wants to go.
Okay. You know where Weezy... You know what I'm hearing right now? What? I'm hearing the reason why she's always late to the podcast.
She's just fucking watching the goddamn Roomba.
I just listen.
Dude, she's gonna start a movement, I swear.
Yeah.
Listen, I gotta deal with my freaking dogs who like to play with it sometimes. So we have to keep them out too, which is an issue because I don't know how they do it. I do, because they're small and skinny. But I also don't know how, because they will squeeze through, like, the smallest spaces as if they're, like, an octopus or something. Yeah. Point is, don't get a Roomba unless you can, you know, program it.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't even know we had a Roomba until, like, the other day when I saw it in their room.
You just, out of nowhere, you just saw it or heard it?
I just saw it, and I was like, oh, you have a Roomba. Okay. Sick. Never seen it out here, but okay.
Oh. Okay, well, I have to say ours isn't like Roomba brand, but I call it a Roomba because that's what it's been.
But it's pretty much a Roomba, right?
No, yeah. And it's literally the same exact thing. It's just different brand, but I still call it a Roomba. I don't remember what
I think that's also what they have, but I don't actually know because I took a glance. I saw, wow, that's cool. And I did whatever the fuck I was going to do later on. I don't remember.
Nice.
I don't know. Honestly, being here has been like a blur.
A good blur or kind of like, okay.
Honestly, I don't think it's hit me that I left Oklahoma for like good yet.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
I think it'll hit you once you start missing things about Oklahoma.
I miss my
cat.
Your
mom's food.
I miss my dog. My mom said that she'll come and visit, so I'm not, like, you know, I don't have to worry about that.
Oh, okay.
But I mostly right now just miss my dog and my cat.
How is he supposed to miss you if he lives with you?
Do you miss us? No, I don't. Fuck you guys!
I completely forgot that, like, you could yell and they could hear you. Like, like, you didn't have to leave the door open.
Better miss us.
We left for 30 minutes to walk.
Fuck you too!
Yeah, okay.
I can't tell if Tiny Flancy, she's so far away. Oh god.
Yeah, that's a
soundproof the room.
I definitely need to get more like sound panels here, but
oh yeah. I was just gonna say put up like those tapestry. It works. Same thing.
I mean, yeah. Like, I definitely want to, like, do some things to soundproof this room, but I don't want to do too much because I don't really... I try not to plan long-term here.
Because,
again, this is their own place. Plus, they're getting a house soon. So, I do need a rug. You are correct.
Why don't you have a rug?
Because she took it.
Do you have slippers? Or, like, socks?
As a bug in a rug.
Yeah?
Like,
what makes you think I wouldn't have socks?
No, not like socks to go out in. House socks, the fluffy ones.
Oh, no.
You don't have house slippers?
No. Well, I mean,
so you're
I
just
do.
Walking bare. Okay, I was about to say, I was like, you're walking barefoot on that wood floor that could possibly be cold.
I don't
free,
borrow her
fun.
Socks.
Do you borrow her
no.
socks?
No, her feet are way too small to.
I don't know. Socks can stretch a decent, you know.
I don't know, man. She's a child. You've seen her.
Oh, actually, I lied. Yeah.
People not on Twitch are going to be so confused. Exactly. That's just why everybody should be here live every Thursday, 6 p.m. CST.
True.
What does CST stand for?
Central Standard Time. Holy shit, Erlene.
It's like EST. I only know. Eastern time, and even then sometimes I get confused because they'll be like PST, EST. I'm like, just give me the one number.
They'll just put
the Pacific. Is it Pacific?
Yeah.
Okay,
which is
3 hours
behind you.
Yeah, but I didn't know that as a kid because I didn't decide to Google the shit. So I was
the
like, stop telling me that's gonna be live at 4 PST.
The only bullshit about time zones that I don't ever remember is fucking Arizona. Because Arizona doesn't follow daylight savings time.
Doesn't?
No, it doesn't. So every time that, like, you know, we move an hour ahead, Arizona stays the same all year round.
Why?
I don't know. So they're either in, like, California time or they're in mountain time.
What the fuck is mountain time?
It's between it's the middle area between Central and Pacific. So like right now it's 7.
Yeah.
Central, right? Mm-hmm. In Mountain it would be 6.
Oh.
California would be 5.
Pacific Standard Time.
You see what I'm saying here? Do you get the pattern that the US provides with their time zones? Their 4 time zones?
I'm going to be real honest.
Or lack thereof.
Maybe 5 because of Hawaii.
Learner. You're speaking lots of words
okay.
and numbers.
Okay.
And I'm not seeing it in my head. So like,
maybe,
yes, but I'm not getting it. So
maybe I could do this, right?
I like okay. that time frame. I want that time zone. Can I live in it?
Erlene said.
Okay. How about this? I'm DMing you. Or no, wait. Voice chat. Okay, I'm putting this in the voice chat.
Meh, standard.
For you to take a look.
Picture?
Yes.
Picture.
Yes,
nice.
It's a picture.
I do pictures.
Small picture.
Dip in the sea.
A very small picture. What the fuck is
this? Small picture. I didn't realize how small it was going to be, but...
I gotta zoom in on this. Let me just... Oh, yeah. Yep. 400. There we go.
Here, would you like me to...
But it says Arizona's in Central. Oh no, I mean mountain. So then why would it have California time, like you said?
Because they don't follow daylight savings time.
But
so when everyone goes forward or backward, Arizona will stay the same. So they'll stay with whatever fucking time it is right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They're not affected by daylight savings time.
Yeah, but okay, I don't know.
Like, they originally start off in mountain time, but then daylight savings time happens, and then they're in California time because everybody moved up, except for them.
Makes sense.
I'm the picture above this map.
Okay.
But I'm gonna say yes. I understand. Yeah. I fucking geography is not my thing. Neither is, you know, time, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for the lesson, though. I appreciate it. I'll probably remember it.
You'll randomly. Probably forget it. I'm going to be honest.
No. I promise you it's going to come up randomly, like playing what is it?
It's aimed.
Cards Against Humanity or something like that. Just out of nowhere, it's going to be there. I'm going to be like, I remember this fun fact that my friend told me. I will say, though, forewarning to myself, but also for you guys, if I do play that game with you guys and I say it, I'm not going to say it the way Jordan just did. It's going to come out completely wrong, but the information is there correctly.
You're planning to play Cards Against Humanity with us? That's sweet. I haven't played that game in so long.
I don't know how to play that game because it doesn't. It's not fun. What?
You just
it's not fun.
Put cards down.
I was just saying, I've played that game like a billion times with like a billion different people. It's never fun.
You just read the thing, try to be funny with your cards.
I know. But, like, it's never fun. I don't get fun cards.
Well, then, you know, maybe you just have shit luck. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know. The game's just not fun in general. I'd rather not.
The game's not fun raw, in my opinion.
I don't drink. I have to be raw. It's not my fault.
Oh, that's what you mean, raw. Okay.
No, what? What? That? No. Ew.
I was like, what are you? I didn't know.
You're just slipping and sliding all by yourself.
I just asked what he meant by raw.
Ew.
Like, what do you mean by raw? That could be several different things, you know?
Ooh, kinky. Look at that. His mind is not here.
It's on the fact that I have chicken waiting for me, okay?
Chicken makes you kinky?
No, I haven't ate all day.
Okay, so why are we blaming it on? Why are you blaming chicken then for being weird?
What do you mean being weird? I just asked a simple question, Erlene. What do you mean winky?
Your
like
brain
tinky winky from Teletubbies.
Teletubbies are creepy. So was the baby son. That's neither here nor there.
Wasn't there a thing that they like had like her kid do the sun again or something?
The what?
The Teletubbies son, right? Like the baby that.
Yeah.
Right. Like Gerber baby. When she eventually grew up, like they were trying to get like her kid to be the fucking son afterwards.
Oh,
or...
they did? Did it work?
I think so. I don't think it did. But.
I'm surprised that show's still going.
I don't know.
I didn't appreciate the Teletubbies? The Wiggles. I should have. They're actually really great.
Yeah, I know. Fruit salad.
I don't know what's wrong
yummy,
with me.
Yummy.
Literally, best song ever. I was so upset. I was like, why did I like this? This is exactly my kind of energy. What was I doing?
Yummy, yummy.
Oh, and then.
They're so old now. They're Australian, right? Bro, I'm like, doing a podcast. It's a dick. Oh. Thank you.
Oh, here's a chicken.
Thank you. They gave me a sauce with a in the shape of a dick.
Oh, nice. Oh. Well, you were kinky winky just now, like you said.
I was kinky winky? Is that what you just called me?
Kinky winky.
Kinky winky?
That's Teletubby name.
Kinky winky.
Kinky winky.
That's funny. That's so funny. I'm gonna use that now.
You're gonna just that's your new name.
What's up, Kinky Winky?
That sounds like a Teletubby name.
I know.
It does.
Because it closely resembles Tinky Winky. Which color is that?
Tinky Winky. What were their names?
I don't remember.
Teletubby.
There was one like Poe.
There was Dipsy, which was like the yellow green one. The green one, I guess. Tinky Winky, which was the blue one, La La, which was yellow, and Po, which was red.
Yeah, La La Po. Those are my best friends.
I used to think that show was creepy as fuck.
Oh, it was so creepy. I hated watching it for too long. I couldn't.
They really then had like a like after if you could get past like the outside of the sun baby and shit, you went inside, you see this fucking vacuum with eyeballs sucking up all the floor.
Vaginas and
giving them this good suck.
Yeah. I was like,
hey, what about vaginas?
I say vaginas because they're kind of like a Barbie doll or like a Ken doll. Like they don't have obviously like genitalia, but like that vacuum is very, very suspicious. Lots of sexual harassment from that thing. I don't know why they didn't sue it. Just saying. And it always stole their cookies or whatever. Like, that's just rude. Like, you do this, and then you take my cookie. And then you leave. I don't know.
You know, the Teletubbies actously asked Lil Nas X to be a feature on the next album.
I would have loved that. Regardless if it's real or not, I would love
for he did. He responded to them and said, all right, bet. Me and Tinky Winky on the hook, Dipsy and Poe on the verses, and we'll let Lala do the outro. It's a real tweet.
I want that.
I imagine.
Oh, he should do the Wiggles next.
The Wiggles are so old.
Okay.
Doesn't are they still alive?
Still alive?
I don't know if all of them are still alive. How's my boy Jeff doing? That's the Asian one, right? The one with purple. Yeah. Okay, that was, yeah.
Okay. Oh my god. You saying that reminded me of how they look standing next to each other because I'm used to them like sitting or like playing their instrument. He was so small next to all of them. Short.
Yes, I know. Okay.
But like, I feel like he isn't actually like that short. It was just because he was next to people who were like 6'3". At least I think they were 6'3". They felt 6'3". They felt ginormous.
It was Gray that was yellow, right? Yeah, he was. Okay, is he still alive? He's still alive. Okay, he's like 50. All right.
Oh, he's 50. He's J-Lo. It's fine. He can sing. What are you talking about?
Murray? Oh my god, the guy in red? He's 61. And he's still kicking it. Let's go. He's still part of the Wiggles. That's so great. Oh my god. Man.
See, we can still get the Wiggles. We could.
Oh my god, they're all still alive. Holy shit.
We got a reunion.
All of them are still alive. Well, okay, so like Jeff comes in every now and then, but he doesn't do it like as much as like Murray does. What about Anthony?
Yeah.
Anthony's still. He's still going.
You got a follower.
Red and blue is still going.
I think. Your stream
element. Purple guy's the oldest, right?
Yeah.
That.
What?
Your stream elements. Is that a follower? Or is that just the thing?
That is a follower.
Why don't you have an alert on?
I'm Michaela. Because it's the podcast. I don't want it to like, you know.
You could put the alert on the screen without the sound.
Yeah, I know, but that's so much work. maybe after episode 20. Maybe when we get a new background. I don't know.
Hi, Ma.
I'm a huge fan of Emma. Who's Emma? Who's Emma? We're talking about the Wiggles, homie. I don't remember Emma. Oh, wait. Is she the new one?
Talking about the Wiggles.
Oh, she is the new one. She replaced the yellow?
The yellow? Who was replaced?
Yeah, so Greg, the guy in yellow, she replaced him for the newer, like in the newer.
My boys.
He's old, my man.
Who cares?
Like, what's old? Like old, like regular old, or like old, like.
I told you he's 50, but he also
actually,
like
they are kind of old as fuck. I'm looking at pictures of him.
They look old.
Yeah, look at.
Yeah, he had to retire due to health issues. Poor guy.
Okay, never mind. He could take it then. Yeah, have that.
Is he bald?
Who, Greg?
Yeah, the old yellow.
Old yellow. I mean, he's balding for sure. I'm sure.
Dope.
Yeah, as long as my boy Jeff is still chilling, eating food, and sleeping, I'm all right.
Would you like to meet one of them?
Yes, I would like to meet Jeff.
What would you do? Like, you just want to meet them, like, at, like, a meet and greet? Or, like, meet them, like, for dinner? Or a movie?
Either one is fine with me. As long as they get to sign my yearbook, I'm all right.
Your yearbook? Why your yearbook?
I feel like dinner would be better than a meet and greet because you get to get more personal with it.
True. You don't remember a yearbook, like,
take a picture, yay!
Yeah, you don't got to worry about raw dogging it.
Yeah. Like, wait, you don't remember a yearbook, Erlene?
Erlene's the one that's kinky winky right now.
I know.
I'm tired.
And that's why you're kinky winky?
No. Maybe, I don't know. Bro, my brain's not here. I was having lots of meltdowns today, so like, I'm pretty
sure. You met all the new ones? Wait, what? A new one?
Where? When? How?
Wait, the Wiggles cast now, 2021. We'll do 2021. So you met Anthony? The original blue Wiggle? Okay.
No way the Wiggles have been on for 30 years, bro.
Hell yeah.
Love Sesame Street. That's been on longer.
Okay, but this is like, you know, four dudes. One of them is still going.
It's Elmo. I'm pretty sure they had to change his voice actor.
Right.
There's no way Elmo stayed the same.
Right. But think about it. The Blue Wiggle is 58 years old right now.
Okay.
And he's still going to be the Blue Wiggle.
Beyonce, J-Lo, Jay-Z, Kanye, they're all getting up there. Pretty sure if J-Lo, who's like 50-something, can do it, Blue Wiggles can do it too.
Bruh.
He's 58. A Wiggles concert? Okay. A Captive
How old is J-Lo? What? Shakira. Shakira's old too.
Dude.
Captain Feathers.
First of all, what we're not going to do is have you slander Shakira's name. Like this.
I didn't. I said you could look up Shakira because Shakira's still going too. But she's old as well.
She's not that old.
Look it up.
Bro, how old older than my mom, is Shakira?
And I would still smash.
She's 40. She's not even 50s yet. Leave her alone. 45.
Wow.
Beyonce, also 40. Right.
She is?
Yes.
Oof.
J-Lo is 52. That's one person you could talk about.
Yeah. Regardless, you being surprised about it's weird.
Old as Jennifer Aniston now.
53.
Oh my god.
Bro, I'd go crazy on that.
Oh my lord.
Oh.
Christ
on a stick, Queasy. What the fuck?
Shania Twain. That's how you pronounce it.
Jesus Christ,
dude! I pronounce it twice, two times in a row. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, she's 56. You can talk about her. That's fine. Doesn't she have like Lyme disease or something?
I don't think you guys mentioned it yet because you guys are still early in the podcast. Maybe you did. Did you guys see that halftime show?
No, I still haven't.
That shit was awesome.
What? Dude,
I've only watched a couple commercials. I was working during the time, okay?
I'm just gonna skip work for this. It was a halftime show, bro. Oh my, okay.
I don't give a shit.
After this, just go and look it up. It was actually great.
I might.
It was amazing.
No, like,
I saw a tweet from Josh saying that Eminem was the only performer he liked on that stage, but also because Eminem was the only person he listened to from that whole stage. I was like, bro, there's no, for one thing, this has to be racist. There's no way.
I refuse to believe that that child has not heard Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent. Okay, there's, out of those, I'm gonna say the male ones, not just our, you know, our beautiful lady up there too. But I'm just saying, out of all the dudes, you're telling me that you only listen to Eminem.
Yeah, that's.
I refuse to believe, at least not Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg had like too many songs on the radio for you not to know.
All right, but you got to think about it. You got to think about this, right? You can say that after this, but Josh listens to MGK and loves him. If that doesn't say anything about what he views rap as, I don't know what will.
He's not rap, but
exactly.
I was about to say that. I was like, didn't he stop rapping?
Something? I'm gonna get canceled for what I'm about to say. I think
Mary J. Blige was up there. Like,
what were you about to say, Weezy?
Sorry.
I think Eminem is overrated.
No, I think he's a very excellent lyricist for sure, but
I'm not saying he's bad. Like, I'm saying that I don't think he's one of the greats.
No, anymore, okay.
Because if you say any more, then I could probably agree with you because he doesn't make music like that anymore.
Yeah, I'll be more inclined to think.
In general.
No, he's still one of the greats. Like, you still had to put respect on his name. As far as, like, music goes.
People overhype him.
Yeah, no, for sure. He does get overhyped a lot. I mean, a lot of people get overhyped now. But you still can't disrespect Eminem like that.
I mean, when he put out Killshot, like, everybody was like, oh my god, that shit was so hard. I'm like, it was eh. I mean,
so was MGK's fucking diss to him. Like,
nobody gives a shit about MGK, like, at all. Like, I don't know why fucking Eminem even bothered, like, dealing with it.
Right.
Didn't Eminem end his, like, rap career? Like, how do you go from Eminem to
Yeah, this
MGK
guy, from, this guy like, roasted his title so hard. And then came back and then completely switched genres. Like, if that doesn't say anything about, like...
And I only know him now as Megan Fox's boyfriend. I don't even remember MGK until, like, I
see
him.
Did you guys, like, see what he did to the ring he gave her?
No, what'd he do?
Yeah.
So, like, stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. But, like, the ring has thorns in it. So if she were to try to take it off, it would be extremely painful. Because the thorns... in her finger.
MGK made one good song in 2015, wrote off of that, and then made a good album in 2017, and that was the last thing that he did that was noteworthy at all.
I don't listen to MGK, and nor do I would want to. I'm going to be honest. Like, one of my exes listened to MGK, and I was like, I don't like this shit.
He thinks he's, like, the savior resurrector of, like, punk, pop punk. And it's just like, what? Who the fuck do you think you are? Like,
dude, I listen to Willow Smith more than I watch MGK. Like, she's more of a savior to pop punk than MGK is.
Oh, that's okay. Whoa, that was so mean. Don't try and compare her in any way to him. She's too high on level.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, there is, like,
don't soil her name.
You can't say that he would be more of a savior to pop punk when you have Willow Smith right here.
Pretty sure Whip My Hair has more listens and views than
probably
anything he's
she
ever
don't
done.
Even
probably.
Be making that type of music no more.
Even her new song probably has more views than what he has.
True. I actually
she,
like her new
she
stuff.
She collabed with it. Like, she, like, it's not just her. Like, it's her and some, and I forgot the other guy's name. That's really bad, but you know what I mean? And
really
it probably
bad.
Still has more listens.
I do like her brother's music. Jaden?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I enjoy Jaden's music as well.
I like his stuff. His shit's kind of obscure, but I kind of like it.
Oh, they did collaborate with each other. Holy shit. Fun. MGK and Willow actually collaborated like 8 days ago.
LMAO.
Oh. You know, people are listening for Willow, though.
True. I'm probably not even going to listen to that. I'm going to be honest. I don't like MGK at all.
I will say, I was surprised that they were able to get Eminem on stage. I thought he'd get, like, stopped doing all that stuff. I want to know how much they paid him to be on there.
He hasn't done the Grammys in like 15 years because
yeah, he said he's not doing the Grammys or anything like that. Like, he's not.
Well, yeah, because fuck the Grammys.
Yeah,
even
no,
the Weeknd is
yeah,
now saying like fuck the Grammys.
Yeah, no, yeah, obviously that's what I mean. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they were able to get him when he hasn't, at least from as far as I know, he hasn't done anything on that scale in forever, and they got him to come out for that.
I mean, it's still a big name, and it's the Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, yeah.
Like,
you know what?
didn't what's her name, Cardi B, get a Grammy, and then everybody was talking shit about the Grammys the very next day, saying like it's stupid and it's rigged, and then she like turned around and was defending it, like, no, it's actually a noteworthy ceremony for great aspiring artists, and it's just like, what the who the fuck asked? First of all,
I didn't know. I don't really follow. Cardi B like that. I follow Doja more than I follow Cardi.
Dude, Doja Cat is fucking hot.
Yeah, she can get it. She can absolutely get it.
She could spit on me and I'd thank her.
I was super surprised and very upset that it took me so long to realize that she was a dancer before a singer. Like, she's both, oh but, like, gosh, she danced. She
moves.
And I was so upset that I had to find out through old clips, and that's the reason, like, now that she's dancing. But I will say, and I'm going to 100% stick by this argument, it is only thanks to K-pop that people are into choreographies right now. Western media refuse to believe that there is any other reason.
Thought it was 90s boy bands.
No, it came back out of nowhere. That's what I'm saying. Like, before it was still like the 90s, let me sit on a car and sing to a girl.
Fine. Hey, man, that's romantic as fuck.
Oh, please. Oh. They're talking about like banging on, cheeks shawty. And they'll still sit on the car. Okay, like, I don't care. And even if there was dancing, it wasn't the actual singer, it was the backup dancers, and they were still sitting on the car. Just saying. They don't do choreographies until now. And again, I'm sticking by this argument. I have to believe it's because K-pop came over here and made a thing.
That's fair. I mean, I can agree yes. with that. But I will also agree more because of my uncle, who is a choreographer of the Kinjas and several K-pop groups. So congrats.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, everyone who's made the choreography for K-pop in general helped make it a thing here, because before BTS and Blackpink became like super popular out of nowhere over here, I didn't see too many music videos with dancing. Then they came over here and now everyone's dancing in their music videos and on their, you know, concerts and all that. So
this girl clearly did not watch Omarion's Icebox.
I did not. I don't know who that is.
You don't know Omarion?
Maybe I do. The new by COVID face. Variant? I'm not. I don't know. Listen, I literally told you I've been having a meltdown all day, probably all week or month. I have not listened to anything on the news.
Omarion is a singer. Okay.
It could be whatever it wants to be.
I'll you know what? I will link
I need faces. Omarion I Icebox. Can't do names. I do faces. Send me a face and I'll probably be like yes or no. I might know though.
Close to me. She ain't going home where she's supposed to be.
You're gonna have to.
That's
give
a
me
different
that
song,
like...
but I mean, it does have Omarion in it, and my girl Janae.
That's the first time I ever heard him was from that song.
What? You didn't hear Icebox?
Immediate.
Nope. Frickin...
What? Or Touch?
Nope.
We need to end this podcast now.
Well, it's pretty perfect.
I'm gonna have a mental breakdown.
An emergency culture shock on us.
Yeah. We're gonna start listening to Omarion now.
I know. School's in session, kids.
Okay.
I unlocked so many memories I didn't even know I had.
Oh, because you're listening to Icebox now?
I don't know if I know that song. It sounded really familiar, but him singing and that whole entire like thing, I was just like, I know this.
Yeah.
Why do I know this? I don't even know that I know this.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, that's the new COVID variant, Omarion.
Did he actually come back?
No, the actual variant is called Omicron, but I see a lot of people saying Omarion. So I'm rolling with it. Anyways, it is time to end the podcast.
Song.
Yeah, you should know this song.
Oh, we're gonna. Is it already?
It's getting close, but I want to eat. So okay. Bad.
You didn't eat? Didn't they just give you your chicken? Did you let it get cold?
It's not cold.
Better not be cold. That's disgraceful. To the chicken and to the two people who cooked it.
I'm the one who cooked it.
Whatever. They plated it for you. That's the difference.
Oh, okay.
Go eat the chicken.
All right.
They gave you a room to eat the chicken under.
I'm gonna go finish my food too. I left upstairs.
Oh, so you're leaving it cold.
Mine? No, mine's covered and it's on top of the stove that the stove's still
uh-huh.
on.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I'm not you. No offense. I don't plate my food if I know. And if it's already plated, I put it back on the stove with a little bit of heat underneath it to keep it toasty. Listen,
I was just in here. I was gonna plate my food whenever I was done. This chicken has been like underneath my nose for however long it's been.
Does it smell good?
Yes.
Queen Arlene.
Wait. Before you leave, I just gotta know. What's the flavor?
I don't know.
You said you made this chicken. You don't know how you flavored it? Did you lie?
Marinated. I just put in there. For...
But you said he did marinate it.
Flancy was the one who marinated it.
Okay, so then Flancy did cook this chicken.
She didn't cook it. I was the one who cooked it.
You sticking it in the air fryer doesn't count as cooking it. I'm talking about who made the chicken. She's the one who got the chicken, marinated it. All you did was take it and stick it in the oven. You didn't do nothing. You were help.
No, we bought it. She marinated it. I air fried it. Like, what's to be said? I did majority of the work she did.
Who literally did? Okay,
you know, I did two things. She did one. What do you? What is?
She did the main important part. Otherwise, nobody would eat it.
Well, I think I play a very good important part, you know, because if I didn't buy it, you know, how are we supposed to eat it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
even okay, you could take buying it, but you could stick that same chicken unmarinated into the air fryer, and there would 100% be a difference. Just
but
saying.
Again, anybody can air fry. Not everyone can season. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
I don't know because I only like flavor.
You don't like flavor?
I said I only like flavor.
Ah.
Don't. I'm not. No offense. I'm not. I'm not Weezy's mom.
Oh, this chicken tastes good. Oh, damn.
Told you. All right, go eat your chicken.
Okay, well, you guys can say.
Wait, Weezy, do you season your food now then too?
Yes.
You salt and pepper? Okay, good. Okay, good. We learned a lesson here. Glad. Super happy for you.
Salt, pepper, Old Bay, oregano.
Oh, he knows. He knows.
All the shit.
He's no. Oh my god. We can actually cook with him. I don't know about paprika. Paprika's not like a season.
Isn't it?
It is
a spice. It's like a spice, but like.
Yeah, it's like a spice.
It's not like. It doesn't have like an actual. I mean, at least to me, it doesn't have a flavor. The people in my family, we only use it to color our food if we want to look a little red.
You know what?
Cilantro.
We gotta get you to come down here. I'm gonna have you try my alabaca sauce because that has smoked paprika. In it. It has smoked paprika in it. Yeah.
I promise you, I probably won't taste it then. If you put too much garlic, I'm gonna know. If you put ginger, even if it was just a lick, just a really tiny piece, I'm gonna know. I hate ginger.
I don't put ginger in my vodka sauce.
I'm just saying, just in case, like, you make food, you know, throughout the day, it's not just dinner. Please don't ginger anything. I don't like ginger.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'm just saying, whenever you come down here, you can try this vodka sauce. And then you'll know what the taste of paprika is.
I know what the taste of paprika is. I'm just saying that, like, it doesn't have an actual taste to me and my family. We just use it to color our food.
Trust.
We want it to look a little red.
Weezy, paprika. You come down here. We're gonna cook together.
We use cayenne pepper if we want stuff to, you know, have a kick. Not paprika. Paprika, like I said, you know.
Paprika doesn't normally add a kick. Is it supposed to?
Pretty sure.
Is paprika?
Yeah.
Any chefs? Does paprika give a kick? Oh.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
Told you. Paprika pepper. I'm pretty sure it's pepper.
I didn't know.
I just don't know. I use it as
more of like a smoky flavor, you know?
No, I'm not saying like paprika doesn't. I know how I said it and how I made it sound like it doesn't have like any taste. I don't mean that it's bland. Like it has a taste. I'm just saying that in my family, because we really like, you know, spicy food. I'm pretty sure you can agree that, like, you probably like spicy food too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not spicy and it doesn't add like an actual taste for us. So we just use it, like I said, to color our food. We use cayenne pepper though, if we want it to have more of a kick without a kick, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Yeah, I like it has an actual taste. Like, it's not like, you know, I just never really use it. Cause why? I get some cayenne pepper hot sauce. That'll definitely help.
I see. Okay.
I hate when you guys do that. Go eat your chicken.
Say your last thing so I can fucking
just
eat.
Complete silence after I say something. It's like you're trying to soak in what I said.
I am.
This is how a conversation gets had, you know? We soak in the information that we say something else. What is the issue here?
I mean, she's right. We could say something back, but like, I don't have anything to say because she's right.
Yeah, like, what do you, like, oh, yes, you're right. Like, that doesn't mean nothing at all. It's not the conversation.
I'm just saying, you guys were listening. I figured you were actually hearing what I was saying to respond, not just like, oh, like, no. I'm not giving my life story. We're having a therapy session where I need you to just listen. I thought we were having a conversation.
No, the type of people we are, Erlene, is like, we're analyzing.
It didn't sound like a question, okay? My bad.
Yeah, there was no question. No, like, if what we were to add to the conversation would add nothing. It's just filler. We don't need more filler.
I add as much to a conversation as my mom adds to the chicken.
Listen, all I'm asking for, okay, I'm not saying that you have to respond. I'm just saying that you guys leave such a long pause. It's weird, okay? You don't have to add filler, but if we're going to, do it like Naruto and like make it like really, I don't know, spontaneous or something. But like you just let it drag. You like, I don't know, it's like a really long rope. See?
I did that one on purpose because I know it's annoys you.
Eat your stupid chicken. I keep saying that. Go away.
Say your final things so I can end this, please.
I used to take really long bathroom breaks at my old job. Like they had a bathroom that was like closed off on like the opposite side of the factory. And like I would just go all the way over there and just sit on my phone and do nothing instead of working.
Oh, this is the kind of work stuff. Nice stuff.
Sometimes I would shit because it was much more privacy over there.
Oh, it's like on the other side, so yeah, probably.
No, I do know what that's like, but I haven't had the need to do that yet here. But I think it also helps just because I'm on the night shift. So I already don't have very many people like I had to be around anyway. It's like two other people, max.
Do you guys know your poop cycles?
Anywhere between 8 and 11 in the morning.
Nothing in the afternoon? Or like evening?
Nope, it's always in the morning.
Wow, you're one time pooper a day?
Yeah.
Crazy. That sounds great.
I know, that's so much time that's yours.
So I know. Everything
I eat throughout the day, it just sits there, and then my coffee just pushes it all out in the morning.
My God.
You want to trade stomachs?
You want to start drinking coffee?
I always drink coffee. It doesn't do anything. It does make me poop. But, like, it doesn't, like, it's not, like, I have too many poop cycles is what I'm saying. I prefer to have like many.
Too many. We want to poop less. No.
You can have as many from one to, like, five-ish. I want to say, like, four is probably max, but you could go five poops in a day or a week. As long as you're pooping. So if you're pooping once every day, every week, you're completely healthy and fine. If you're pooping four times a day, every day for a week, you're fine. Or if you're just doing four every other day or every 3 days, you're still fine as long as you're pooping and it's consistent. The problem comes when you're constipated or you're just diarrheaing all the time. That's when you need to go to the doctor. Otherwise, you're okay.
No, I didn't think I was unhealthy. I want more time. So I don't want to have to constantly poop all the time.
Taking a shit because it's like meditating. It's like,
yeah, no, taking a shit is fine, but like I have shit to do.
Your poop sounds super like zen. I'm very upset that you only get to spend like a morning session. I'm over here like morning, lunch, dinner.
Yeah,
it's like every time after I eat.
That's why I try not to be busy at work.
Well, yeah, technically they say like after you eat, you should try to just sit for about 30 minutes to an hour to let your body like correctly digest, and then go for like a walk if you really want to move around. But obviously not everybody gets that option.
Yeah, no, like after like 30 minutes of eating, I need to shit.
Yeah. That's also normal. That can be normal. Sometimes you also want to get it checked out if it's your poop is weird.
No.
Otherwise, technically you're fine to
do that. I know I'm fine. I just, you know, would like to not have to shit every time I eat.
Yeah, that sounds sucky. Like, I'm assuming that anytime you went out for like dinner or lunch,
yeah,
you immediately ate and then ran to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's the worst. Like, when I was hanging out with Abby and Logan, they'd be like, "Yo, you want to play games after?" I'd be like, "Yeah." I get home, I need a shit.
Ah. Oh. It sucks. You're like, hold on, don't start the game without me.
I don't even get online until like after I'm done shitting. So like I don't have to. So they think I'm still driving. But it's really
like, hey, yo, when I was in Austin, I shit in their bathroom. I remember.
Oh, you did. Yeah. You did shit in that bathroom.
That's how you know your friends. If you're able to poop in your friend's house, you're friends. Like, you can't let go now. It's too late.
Well, they definitely can't let go right now. I've shat in that bathroom like several fucking times.
No, but exactly. I'm just saying, we're now too comfortable with each other. We all share cheeks on the same toilet seat.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. We also shared like a hotel room.
That's it. Yes. And a shower. Yeah.
And a shower.
That definitely makes it much more intimate.
Thankfully, I haven't stepped on any kids. So it's like, you know.
Good for you.
Yeah. Thanks, Weezy, for not doing that.
Not doing what?
You know, jacking off.
Oh, please don't.
Oh, that's... everything.
What, like together?
No, like... in the... No.
What are you saying? I don't know.
Like the whole time you were with us, like even in Austin. Like, oh, like, thanks for Austin? Not having having the nerve to like...
Nah, nothing that you know about.
Huh?
Just kidding, yeah. I had a
such a small bathroom. Like, how are you gonna fit that many people in there for that kind of situation? What if somebody has to pee? Ew.
In the bathroom?
Never mind.
So what that will conclude this episode of Collective Podcast.
It wasn't me, it was you.
Anyways, what were you gonna say, Weezy?
Oh, I had a story. I had two buddies in high school, and they told me a story about how they fucked two different girls on the same bed.
Ew.
And I'm like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that don't sound healthy. What the fuck?
I don't know. They're like high fiving each other and shit.
Ugh.
And so one of them years prior, I remember one of the guys like invited me to a three-way. He was like, yo, there's this girl that I've been getting with. And I'm like, yo, congrats, bro. And he's like, dude, she's like down for anything. Like, I asked her if she wanted to do a three-way, if you're down for that. And I was like, no thanks. I'm like, I'm sure she's really pretty, but like, I don't want to cross swords with you, bro.
I mean, when you're doing a three-way, you're technically fine with that happening because it's sex. I'm not saying you would do each other. You could, but that's obviously not going to happen. But clearly he's okay with that comfortableness with you for asking. He's like, Weezy,
well, I think
I would 100% love to have sex with you and the girl.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he ask anybody else?
No, I think he's secretly bi. He doesn't want to, I don't think he wanted to admit it, like, at all. But, like, yeah, he would do all kinds of, like, weird things. Like, I remember the same guy that he was good friends with that they fucked on the same bed. And he said, I guess they were, like, competing over this one girl one time. And, like, my one friend was, like, winning. And he was salty about it because she wanted to get with him instead. And he was like, I guess in his head, he was like, what could he possibly have that I don't have? And he was like, you know what? And then he was like, hey, come here, I want to talk to you real quick. And he was like, all right. And then he like locked the door to their room and he was just like, I want to see your dick. And he was like, whoa. He was like, whoa, bro. What the fuck? What the fuck? He was like, it's not gay. I just want to see your dick. What does it look like?
What the fuck?
And he was like,
right now. Like, what?
And he was like, all right. And then he showed him and he was like, damn it, you got me beat. He was so pissed about that for so long.
What the
I don't
fuck?
Know.
That's so.
He was either secretly bi or he was really, really insecure. I don't know.
Oh, he could have them both. Who cares? Poor, like,
no
you just
fucking way, bro.
Wow.
Oh my god. Wow, that's a great story to end it on. Actually made
yeah.
It. Holy shit. Is that the only thing you wanted to say to end it off?
I forget what led me to think about that story, but yeah. Or
because of the three-way, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Invited
you to a three-way, and that's probably why.
The same bed story, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was a character. I also walked in on him fucking his girlfriend one time.
Oh, nice.
On accident. Like, he invited me over to his house. And he was like, yo, we're going to play some Xbox. And I was like, all right. So I went over, and I guess his mom wasn't there, or his sister. And I was like, yo, dude. I was like calling his name. And then I walked upstairs to his room, opened it up, and he was like balls deep in her. And I was just like, oh, sorry. And then I shut the door. And then
Amen.
She left.
It's all right. It's all right.
Ooh,
when I was in like middle school, high school, I had to share a room with my brother. And I take naps every day after school. And every time I would wake up, I would look over to my right and he's balls deep in his girlfriend. Like every single time I woke up.
That's so uncomfortable.
He had no morals.
At least wake me up. I don't know.
Like, hey, yo, bro, get out.
Yeah, like something.
Something like, simple as that. You don't even have to explain.
You're
right,
clearly
like, oh,
get out. It's like, and it's just like, why? And then you see his girlfriend. Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Like, either you're that deep of a sleeper that it doesn't matter that he's doing that, or they're just really great at being quiet. And
no, I'm a
how.
Deep sleeper, but
okay, yeah.
I would genuinely wake up.
Oh,
because
your
world probably
stank. Ugh.
Like when waking up, yeah, but afterwards he like. Sprayed a bunch of shit so it didn't smell like sex.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm just saying.
I guess. Anyways, let's end it there.
Yeah. Oh
my God. Sex is not a good smell either.
No, it's not. that'll be the thing we end you guys. Like, if this episode
taught
you anything,
sex
does
not smell good.
Yeah.
Feels right. Good. It does not smell good.
All right. Have a good one, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.